Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items, with Norwich City football fans being asked not to take photographs or film recordings during matches, and messages from around the world in support of a young girl fighting a brain tumour. But first, a shock petrol bombing in the city.
A disabled father of one says that his lifeline has been taken away after his car was petrol bombed in Norwich. Jason Clark, who suffers from emphysema, was woken by his neighbour to find that his red Vauxhall Astra had been set alight. The 45-year-old immediately ran outside his Clifton Street flat and attempted to fight the flames with a fire extinguisher. By the time it was brought under control with the help of the fire service, his car had been completely gutted. Mr. Clark said that the vehicle was needed for almost every aspect of his life, including taking his 11-year-old daughter to school.
Norwich has been ranked as the 15th least affordable city in the UK, according to a new study by Lloyds Bank. The report found home affordability in cities is at its worst level since 2008, with properties costing nearly seven times people's earnings. Average house prices in a UK city have surged by nearly a third over the past 5 years, with the average home costing £224,926 in 2017. Over the same period, average annual earnings in a city have seen only a 7% increase, rising to £32,796. It was found to be more expensive than Chelmsford, York, Leicester and Exeter. Oxford was named as the least affordable city in the UK, followed by London, Winchester and Cambridge.
They are the men and women who risk their tomorrow for our today, taking part in the bloody campaign that was the beginning of the end of the Second World War, and now they have been officially recognised for their extraordinary bravery. At the Assembly House in Norwich, a special ceremony was held for recipients of the Légion d'honneur, France's highest decoration, who travelled from across Norfolk and Suffolk to be presented with their medals by Lord Richard Dunnett. The French government awarded the medal to all surviving veterans of the Normandy landings in 2014 to coincide with the 70th anniversary of June the 6th, 1944. Since June 2014, more than 2,000 medals have been awarded.
From the bottom of the sea to the skyscrapers of New York City, messages of love have been pouring in for an 11-year-old girl in Norwich battling a brain tumour. Hopes of a swift recovery for Maisie Lossow were dashed at the end of a gruelling 12 months with the news that the tumour, which she had nicknamed Bob the Blob, was continuing to grow. It follows surgery to remove 80% of the tumour and 8 months in hospital with radiotherapy to destroy its remnants. With the prospect of 12 to 18 months of daily chemotherapy sessions, the Lossow family, with their Team Awesome Facebook campaign, asked the world to send Maisie letters of support. And they didn't disappoint. From South Africa to Gretna Green, from Sydney to Dubai, well-wishers have inundated the Spixworth family with support.
A woman has been appointed vicar of Wyndham Abbey for the first time in its 910-year history. The Reverend Catherine Welf Ralph Pennington has become the 60th vicar at the Abbey, having already served as its associate vicar since 2013. The Reverend Ralph Pennington said that she was thrilled to be taking up the role, which follows the retirement of the Reverend Canon Christopher Davies in September.
The 178.5 million Norwich Northern Distributor Road has its critics, but the 15th Norwich Air Scouts are full of praise for the team building it after they came to the group's rescue. Visitors to the group's car park at its Plumstead Road East headquarters were getting used to a sinking feeling because the car park turned into a quagmire whenever it rained. Jonathan Emsall, a Broadland District Councillor and parent of one of the Scouts, had the bright idea of asking the NDR construction team if they can spare any material to firm up the car park. The seven-strong team, led by Anthony Chilvers and Daniel McGill, carried out work which included locating and exposing utility service pipes and cables, finding and restoring the failed drainage system, breaking out the old surface and laying a new, freer draining surface.
Fans have been told they are not allowed to take any photographs or video inside Carrow Road during Norwich City games. It comes as Jack Reeve, who runs the Talk City YouTube channel, was this month ordered to remove all video shot from inside the stadium. The 19-year-old was told that taking in-stadio footage without a licence is forbidden, despite him not filming the actual game. It has led to questions about what the public can and cannot do with photographic and filming equipment from the terraces. But Norwich City has confirmed that anyone using a device to take images will be asked to stop by the stewards. The spokesman recognised that there was a difference between a fan taking a selfie and someone filming the match for commercial gain. But he added that stewards are told to err on the side of caution and are advised to ask people taking pictures to stop.
The extent of food poverty in Norwich was highlighted to city councillors as they began the process of looking for solutions to this issue. Members of Norwich City Council's scrutiny committee heard from three speakers to try and determine the three most pressing causes of food poverty in the area. Those discussed in depth at the meeting were delays in benefits, benefit sanctions, low income, and absence of free school meals during school holidays. They will now submit feedback to officers before the next meeting, where the same committee will look to commit to solutions.
The hugely popular cycling event Tour de Broads has found a new home for the start and finish of this year's summer ride. Now in its fifth year, last year's ride saw about 2,500 people take to the saddle to pedal through the Norfolk countryside on routes of various lengths. That ride started and finished at the former RAF Coltishall base, Scott Owl Enterprise Park. But the event's organisers, Pedal Revolution, suffered a blow when their bid to create a pedal park at the base was rejected. And the organisers have announced that they have now found a new location for this August's race, Hoverton Hall, near Wroxham, with its 720 acres of parkland, gardens, woodland and farmland. It has grown to become the largest locally organised and run, not-for-profit cycle event in the region, raising funds for charity and local cycling projects. This year, the event supports Macmillan Cancer Support, the East Anglian Air Ambulance, Nelson's Journey, and the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. And now to Information Desk.